We have some exciting news about the Around the House podcast. Do you want to be an Around the House insider? Our premium membership gives you early access to the weekend podcast, exclusive access to our back catalog of shows, special email access to me, Eric G., with your own home improvement questions with a priority email address, plus exclusive new shows and extended content. Click down into the podcast show notes for the link to the Around the House Insider membership for less than the price of a beer at happy hour. Join me for this limited amount of exclusive members. And thanks for listening to Around the House.
Gotta get you on the radio, yeah,
you gotta get on the radio. Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. This is where we talk home improvement every Saturday afternoon, or anytime you're listening on a podcast. This is our number two if you're listening out there. Want to get your calls today at 503-417-9595, but we've got some special guests here coming into the studio, because what happens when we get these kind of calls? We sit here and we have some fun with that, and I want to bring in Josh and Matt from What Tools Inside. Welcome, guys, to Around the House.
Hey, how's it going there,
Aaron? Hey, welcome, guys. You guys are doing something really cool out there, and I've been watching this on social media, and if all you people out there that are listening Around the House right now and you don't know what Tools Inside is, these guys are going to tell you all about it because it's kind of cool. And then we're going to talk about, well, the cool thing you guys are doing for people that need a lot of help right now.
Yeah, all right. I'll give you guys a little breakdown. What Tools Inside is it's an app and it's a social media platform that we've kind of built up over the past year. Actually, we're celebrating our first year anniversary there in October.
Congrats.
The app itself is basically we give away tools. You go on there and you have to guess each day what tool is being given away for that day. You have to find the model number at the website, and you pop that into the app, and you have a chance to win it. And it's all kinds of tools.
And it's all free, too.
That's the great part about this, guys, is that there's no cost involved with this. You guess, and you can win.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's right. It's a fun way for you to discover new tools. And that's why we work with all the major manufacturers to do that. And so we've been having a great time with it. And we went from having just the daily game show to actually having a game show on Wednesday nights, which is a lot of fun. Hey, Josh, we so much stuff that we just had.
It's a blast.
And then we also have our regular morning shows now, where we do a little giveaway on there, but we talk about some of the fun stuff that's happening in the construction world. It's just a short little segment, but it's a lot of fun.
It is. Well, you guys are doing a ton out there for hurricane relief. Let's talk about that for a minute, because your neighbors over there got hit pretty hard.
Yeah,
That's right. I mean, the reason why we wanted to get involved is because we know what it's like to be hit by a hurricane, because we're in Florida, right? So we know all about how much it can displace you and your family. And so we've made all these contacts throughout this last year with all these manufacturers and all these influencers on social media. So we thought, who better to help and get the word out and try and help get some relief to these guys in North Carolina?
There's a ton of damage out there, and so you guys are putting together, basically, you have a tool drive going on here, don't you?
Yeah, that's exactly what we've done. We contacted these manufacturers and said, listen, if there's anything that you can donate towards this tool drive, we'll head up there to the Carolinas and see what we can do about distributing it to the people who are in need for that. And we're companies have stepped up in such a big way. Griprite.
Incredible.
Which, I mean, everyone knows who Griprite is. Sure. Those guys, I mean, you go into Home Depot, and you'll find their products all over the shelves, right? Because that's the main staple.
Tons of fasteners, exactly.
They've given us all the fasteners, exactly. What they've done is they've given us actually a distribution center to work out of in North Carolina, and so all of these tool manufacturers are sending in products from around the nation, literally into the thousands of tools at this point, safety equipment, all that kind of stuff. And they're sending it all in to that location, and then we are going to distribute it to where the local disaster relief groups tell us would be the best place to go.
Excellent.
So really something else.
That is awesome. So what can the listeners of Around the House do to help you guys out with this? Because this is an important deal.
Yeah, well, one way that, that they can help is we've set up a GoFundMe page. And if they, you know, if they have an organization that they donate to and they want to help that way, that's great. That can be found on our website and on our social media sites as well.
Okay, we'll share that up on our social media page. But are you getting a pretty good response from people out there so far on that?
Yeah, it's really been nice to see people, you know, reaching out and wanting to help where they can. Obviously, every little bit helps, and whatever we can do to grow this, it all goes towards the towards the relief effort. So that's really the whole goal at this point.
Well, and then for all you people out there listening, that we appreciate anything you can do to help. And sometimes, if you can't afford to help, and because of your personal situation or whatever, it's great. Share it on social media. Go out and help by getting the word out, because you can assist just as much by helping to get other people to step up that are in a different situation than you are. So, sharing it is caring. In this point, that's going to be a good one to do out there.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And we've had a lot of people get involved in that sense too. Like even Richard Karn, he did a video for us. You remember Richard Karn?
Oh my gosh, you can forget Richard Karn.
And so that was so cool. He reached out. He was very personal, and it was awesome.
That is great. Yeah, we're not even secret fans here. We joke about that all the time in here. Both of us being bearded brothers in here, we have to appreciate his work.
Yeah,
it's awesome.
And you know, I'd love to mention too, Eric, all the companies. I mean, I can't go through the whole list because there's like 20 of them. But I mean, there's some of these manufacturers everyone has heard of, like Milwaukee, DeWalt, Hitachi. Even right next to you guys, right there in Portland, Coast, they provide like knives and flashlights and stuff like that as well.
That's who we gave away here when we did the What Tools Inside here out of the studio. So they're great company.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so I mean, these guys are all stepping up in such a big way, and you know, we should be all proud of these companies that, you know, yeah, sure, they're in the business of making money, but you can see that they obviously have a heart as well to the customers that they provide product for. Because for them to reach out like this and provide all these things, it's just wonderful to see when people are coming together in times of need like this.
Excellent, guys. We're going to go out to break here in a second, but what is the best way for people to find you?
Instagram or Facebook. Either one of those, look up What Tools Inside, will pop up right away, and then you can just give us a little follow, and you'll be able to get all the direction there to help out.
Excellent. And then they've got a great tool app as well that goes on your phone. That's a great thing as well outside of that. So, hey, guys, thanks for calling in. I appreciate all you're doing out there. And feel free to call back with updates on this. This is a big deal, and I want to stay up to date on all of this.
Hey, I appreciate it.
We'll let you know. Thanks for having us on.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Sharing is caring.
Sharing is caring. All right, guys. Thanks again. All right. Thanks. When we come back, we're going to take all your calls at 503-417-9595 just as soon as Around the House returns. Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. This is where we talk home improvement every Saturday afternoon. I want you to join us in the conversation. We just had the guys from What Tools Inside on here. I love those guys. They do a great program for giving away free tools. And now that they're out helping, really trying to get people some tools in their hands so they can do some of the rebuilding effort over there in the Carolinas. That's awesome. So,
and we did just share their post about what they're doing out there and with the hurricane relief at Around the House Around the House with Eric G's Facebook page.
Perfect. So yeah, head over there, take a look at that. We've got the information up there. Please like, share, follow, all of those things. We want to get the word out on this. And this is getting tools right into the people's hands. So this isn't one of those weird charities out there where, you know, 10 cents in the dollar is going to help somebody. This is going to put a tool in somebody's hand. So that's super important. And thanks to all the tool manufacturers out there that have stepped up to help in this campaign, because that is a huge deal. So thanks again to the guys from What Tools Inside. We've been talking about fall maintenance. This is one of those things that you either do it or you're going to pay for it. So let's see if we can save ourselves some money and knock these things out. So one last thing I want to dive into here in this little segment before we go out to break again. The show always goes quick. We're going to dive inside for a minute. But one thing I want you to do, and this is something that we don't do enough as homeowners or even renters, we don't look for rodents. I don't care where you're at, they're trying to come inside right now.
And you had mentioned, I believe it was either last week or the week before, all they need is the size of a pencil
to get into your house. Now, inspect for it. And here's the thing. If you've got a nasty, brutal crawl space, if you stick your head down there and you smell that ammonia smell, it's nasty, get it cleaned up. Have a company come in. And I'm not a proponent of going in and doing the massive ultra seal up. That's just not, I don't think you need to totally seal up your crawl space. I like to see a little airflow through there. But here's the thing. When you have all that rodent mess down there, mold, mildew, whatever's going around, that's ending up in your house because there is a good percentage of air that comes up through your floor into your house. So if it's down in that crawl space, I promise you it's coming up into your house. And that can cause all sorts of health problems. If you've got mold down there, it's coming in your house. If you've got rodent stuff, that if let's say you got a Hanna virus down there, it's coming in your house. Get it taken care of and inspect it. Stick your head down in that crawl space every couple months. Make sure it's dialed in because that's your health that's down there.
And I mean, just think about it. Stuff that's down there, it's coming up through the carpet.
Carpet's
a filter.
So here's the thing. Yeah, carpet's a great filter. You know, you've got white, older white carpet. People go, oh, my carpet cleaner, my vacuum, never get the edge. No, it's because that is the filter of the air coming up from your crawl space through right through the edge of the carpet between that and the molding in the wall. That is now a filter. That's why it's dirty. So that's one of those things to always take a look at. So here's the big one. Have your furnace serviced by a professional.
That last part's pretty important, right?
It is. I had Pyramid Heating and Cooling out on my unit. It's 15 years old. It's a little old. We're going to be in that house for a year and a half before we move. Not going to do anything with that in there. It's not going to happen. So, wanted to have it maintained. They came out and look, and Aiden's looking at it. He's like, oh, by the way, yeah, your problem right here, you've got a loose wire. So he fixed it. That was going to leave me hanging. And then he cleaned out all the stuff. I mean, it was, you get end up, even if it's natural gas, so you get little bits of kind of white soot in there if you don't clean it up. It's just the inefficiencies of the gas, the little contaminants and stuff that creates soot in there. It's a mess. Cleaned it up. Got it all dialed in. Working awesome.
Works
now.
Works like a charm.
And it's going to save me money because now it's working efficiently. So get that stuff down. That thing, when we got into our 20s and 30s degree out there, it was going to leave me hanging, and we got it dialed in. So that's one of those things. Get that thing done now. Get with your local provider, wherever you're at here in the Pacific Northwest or across the country. I don't care where you're at. Develop a relationship with somebody to service that and have once a year at least have it taken a look at and your AC once a year taken a look at, and it's going to prevent big problems from happening. And then that way you can fix things on your timeline versus, oh my gosh, I just paid to have my car fixed and I had this done and I had this done and my heater or AC broke.
Everything comes at once.
It does. So spend a little time on the maintenance.
Get ahead of it.
You will help out yourself and your pocketbook. Now, good time to go around. This is one of those things. Go after that hair, all the junk that gets in your drains.
I just did this.
Yep.
Just did this.
Go around the house, get all those things dialed up, get your rubber gloves out. It's nasty. It's dirty. Clean out all those sink traps. It's just good maintenance to do. I'm going to have to do that here instead of going around. I mean, I've been doing it as it happens, but it's like, get it dialed in, get it taken care of. That's a big one. Now, one of the bigger ones here that I want to hit that we're going to talk about for a few minutes here, get the smoke detectors. You know what? Smoke detectors, carbon monoxide detectors. Here's the thing. Those have a lifespan on them. If yours are over 10 years old, replace them. 5 to 10 years is kind of the average span for those things. If it's over 10 years old, you should have replaced it. When was your house built? Think about that. When was your house built? Were those the original ones that were put in? Wow, you've been in there for 15 years? You should have replaced those probably 5 to 10 years ago. Take a minute. I had to do it when Julie sold her condo, you know, newer condo thing. It was, you know, 6 years old. Inspector went through, looked at the models and went, those got to be replaced. Had to go through and replace all of them when we sold the place. So go through, get them dialed in, make sure they're working with Christmas trees, fires in the fireplace, all these different things. Get it taken care of because I tell you what, Those are life-saving things. And we've been seeing people die here in the Pacific Northwest from fires. Most of those can be dialed in if you've got a good smoke detector working. You're gonna find out about that fire in most cases to get time to get out of there. So make sure you do that. Get it dialed in, because I tell you what, that saves lives. And this is not like, oh, you gotta get your caulking done around your window. If there's one thing you take away out of this whole thing, is make sure that's working. Test them. When was the last time you tested them? And there's a lot of good technology out there as well. You can get the ones made by Ring. You can get all those things that are awesome. So make sure you get that fixed up, because I tell you what, this is life-saving stuff that you need to pay attention to. So it's that time of year where I get off the window.
Kids get falling off the windows, out of the windows and onto the fire.
The fire. So we'll take this next call when we come back. So Don, sit tight here. I don't want to cut you off when we have to go out to break here in a minute. I do want to hit one more thing here. Your ground fault circuit interrupters out there.
What are those?
So you know when you go into your bathroom?
Yeah.
You got that little red thing, the little switch
that
turns off if you overload it? Those. Those only last about 10 years. When they're lasting 10 years, how old are they? They start to fail after 10 years. You see them happen. People go, oh, it doesn't work. Get that swapped out.
See, we've talked about this on air personally with me. I have just a fan plugged into one of those.
Yep.
And whenever I turn the fan off, it breaks. Well, it doesn't break, but it pops.
Yep. Could be the fan could be shorting out on the switch, or it could be just a bad GFCI outlet as well. So
it's a nice DIY project.
Yeah, that's a good one. Maybe that could be a good Morgan Day argument.
There we go.
All right, we come back. We're going to talk to Don here about some moisture in the basement, and we'll be taking all your calls at 503-417-9595 just as soon as Around the House returns. Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. This is where we talk home improvement. I wanted to play this song a little bit. And let it play out for a second here. We lost an Alpha team member this week. Sean Demery, might have heard him over on Kink. You know, he died from complications from a brainstem stroke earlier this year, just passed away this last week. So this was his favorite song, and I just kind of wanted to throw it out and put it out there for all his family members and the friends of Alpha here. Important guy that we lost. So hats off to him and his family. Prayers and thoughts out to all of them as well.
Absolutely.
You know, we do this for our rock people, that when we see them pass, we play one of the songs. And, you know, just thought for Sean, we probably ought to do that same thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, all right. Well, this segment Around the House is brought to you by Adair Homes, building quality, affordable custom homes throughout the Pacific Northwest for nearly 50 years. AdairHomes.com, and that's CCB number 593. Well, we have had Don patiently waiting. Welcome to Around the House.
Thank you much. I appreciate the help.
What can I help you with today?
Well, we bought kind of our dream home up in Battleground a few months ago. Okay. It's a daylight basement on a slab.
Okay.
And the downstairs is a little bit humid. Not wet. There's no mold or evidence of real water damage, but it's always humid. So I got a moisture tester and started poking around and found a spot about 3 feet around in the middle of the floor downstairs that's just, the moisture meter maxes out.
All right.
All the time. So I'm guessing there's a little crack in the foundation there in the slab or something, but I guess my question is this something that I'm likely to, is that maybe the spot where the problem is, or is this one of those things that could be coming from anywhere and that's just where I'm seeing evidence of it?
Yes, that could be happening. Now, I've seen, what do you have down for flooring? You have carpet or something down there? What's on that concrete?
Carpet.
Okay.
Yeah, carpet downstairs.
It's hard to say what you got down there. I have seen a very simple problem where they have a floor drain down there that hasn't been working correctly, and it's been backing up a little bit and creating some moisture in there, and they carpeted right over the top of it. So that could be the simple thing. You could have a sewer pipe or something that's leaking a little bit that's coming up there. You could have groundwater coming up through there. So you could have multiple different things going on right there. It's hard to say without digging into it. But the problem is, though, is if you've got groundwater coming up through a crack down there, the only real good way to make sure that's the guaranteed fix-all for that is going to be putting in a below-grade drainage system for that down there. You're not going to be able to put anything topically like a a sealer or something on that it's just going to push off. So there's not really a good coating that I think out there that I would trust that you could paint over the top of something. So with that, then you'd put up, you'd install a French drain system below that. So you'd go around the outside, for instance, of the perimeter of that room or the foundation down there. You'd go around and put in a French drain system below grade. So what they do is they actually go through and cut out maybe a foot or so of concrete around the perimeter, put in a sump pump, and then they put in a French drain with drain rock that goes into that. And maybe if it's a big basement area, they'll do one across the middle or two across the middle to kind of make sure. What that does is then that creates an easy route for that water to go. So it's not going to push up to the concrete. It'll push down into that drain rock and into the perforated pipe. And then it'll run to the sump pump and pump out. That's kind of the Cadillac system for all of that. But I would sure check out a few things before I got that far into it.
Okay, I will do that. I appreciate it.
All right, man. Any questions, feel free to send me an email over there as well at ATH@KXL.com, and I can kind of help you navigate that if you need some help.
Excellent. Thank you. I appreciate the help.
All right. Thanks, Don. Thanks for listening to Around the House. We're going to get a lot of these calls starting up.
Good question, though.
Yeah, great question.
So as the seasons change, I was taking a look at your Good Day Oregon segment, and you're kind of talking about how to utilize your outdoor space when the weather turns. I was kind of hoping we could delve on that a little bit.
Yeah, let's dive into that for a minute. So Photog Sparky, James and I went back into high school. Heck, him and I were at Eugene last night watching Flogging Molly.
He sent me some videos. That looked like a good show,
by the way. It was fun.
Anyways.
So, not to delve off into that too much. Long story short, we needed to create a space at his place that was covered without breaking the bank. So we went out and got one of those, he did for his house, went out and bought one of those Aero carports. It's a brand name. There's no advertising here. It was a lot harder to put up than what the directions were. They were not super clear. This isn't an official review, but just calling out the facts what they are.
Does it kind of resemble IKEA instructions?
Yeah, IKEA instructions are probably better.
Okay.
Just saying. There's a lot of things that they don't really talk about in there. So the problem with the design of this is that the seams run one way, and they don't really tell you on the roof that if you don't plan that out correctly, then you're going to have water running under the roofing material and leak.
Complete opposite of what you're looking for.
Exactly. So he ended up getting up there. We did a segment on it. Turned out really well, but he had to spend a little bit more money on caulking and butyl tape and stuff to seal things up, because by the time he had gotten to the point that he realized that they didn't address this in the instructions, that he was committed. So he had to do a little more sealing than he wanted to, but it worked out really well. Now, those are great. I mean, I've seen big barbecue companies use those for covering up their barbecues because it's metal. You can use it as a carport. You can use it as an outdoor living space. But for about $1,000, it's not a bad deal for a carport. It's not the most beautiful thing, but it's all steel. It'll work. It'll hold up. And I was pretty impressed. It's so much better than going to, one of the big box stores and getting the tarp style metal pole and white tarp carport.
Don't do it.
I had one of those because I was living in the Tri-Cities over in Richland for all you KNA listeners, and we had one of our big windstorms come through. I had it nailed down and bolted down into my asphalt driveway. Wind came through, lifted it off, took the chunks of asphalt that it was attached to with it, landed on the roof of my neighbor's house and on top of the cable line, TV lines on the power pole in the next neighbor's backyard. So, not a fan of those.
Yeah, I can see why.
No. I let go of it because I was out there with a knife trying to cut the tarps loose because I could tell it was tearing up the driveway. And I rode it up about 8 feet before I let go because I was going for a ride.
Yeah.
It was going to take me on my neighbor's house with it. So, I'm not a fan of those, but you can get this other stuff kind of better connected down. But it was a good way to go with that. And little tease here, if you're listening on the Radio Northwest Network, listen to Barbecue Nation.
Why?
Because I'm going to be on it this afternoon.
What?
Yeah. So if you're carrying, excuse me, Barbecue Nation, choking on some barbecue here.
Oh, man.
Choking it up. I tell you what, that was a lot of fun. And we'll be on here right after the show ends. On Barbecue Nation with JT, we'll be talking outdoor living spaces. So this is kind of a good segue into that. We're going to be talking about that. And I actually got JT choked up on a couple things on there. You'll hear it. I kind of got him laughing a little hard, maybe. We kind of do that together sometimes. I'm going
to have to give that a listen and stop and get some barbecue on my way home.
There we go. So anyway, you know, because a lot of us barbecue year-round. This is a common discussion here in the Northwest, you know, that I've been out barbecuing in the snow. The only time I don't like it is when it's wintertime. So something to think about. So check out Barbecue Nation with JT on the Radio Northwest Network after Around the House. And if you don't, you can catch it on that on SoundCloud as well. Once it's posted up, I'll share it onto our Facebook page as well, so you can kind of catch our fun and shenanigans over there. So we've been talking about the kind of the fall checklist. We're going to touch base on a couple of those things when we come back here, because I want a couple little hints that we can talk about with that. So we're not going to get any more calls in, but when we come back, we'll talk more about that checklist, because we got a couple little things we need to dive into. And you'll be able to catch all of it. If you missed that checklist, you can hit that over on our Facebook page, Around the House Online. We'll hit that just as soon as Around the House returns. Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. We're wrapping up hour number two here of Around the House. This is where we've been talking home improvement for the last couple hours. You know, I like that we've been playing Lemmy for the years that I've been on this show. I'm laughing now because I'm watching the Acura commercial now that's running Lemmy, and I'm like, man, there's so many songs that we use in our show that I hear on these major car commercials, and I'm like, yeah, at least I got good taste,
right? And at least we've had Lemmy on our show for at least 2 years.
Yeah, he's been doing music on there, and then, you know, I think maybe they're just targeting my demographic. That's probably the big thing.
They're trying to get some of you guys.
Yeah, absolutely. Wait, this segment brought to you by Western Construction Systems, whether it's foundation repair, earthquake retrofitting, basement waterproofing, which is that time of year, or drainage systems, which is that time of year. Contact WesternConstructionSystems.com. The integrity of your foundation is their specialty guaranteed, and that's CCB number 94222. We have a full few weeks ahead.
Absolutely.
So next week, we have our friends from Pyramid Heating and Cooling coming in. We're going to talk about, of course, the normal air conditioner / getting into heating season, talking about your furnace, but we're bringing in a boiler expert. You know, radiator systems, you know, old house with radiators in it?
Yeah.
That's a boiler system. If you get into
like those old white ones, right?
Could be just an old, it could be any color paint, could be heated flooring. It could be a lot of different hydronic heating flooring, all those things. We're bringing in an expert for that. So we've never done that around the house. So we're going to talk heating and cooling next week, mostly heating because that's the season. And then
the week after that, we're going to be live from the Portland Fall Home Show at the Expo Center. It's, of course, Saturday. We'll be there from noon to 2, and we might see us also walking around maybe before or afterwards. Yeah. Make sure to say hi if you see us.
Come on out, actually, because we're going to be in the Western Construction Systems booth.
Okay.
Broadcasting live from that. And this is audience participation time. Come out and see us. Come
say hi. Question.
Bring it. Yeah. If you got pictures of your project you're working on, come show us. Let's talk about it. So we'll be talking a little bit with Western as well, talking about some of their new stuff. I want to talk to them about, you know, basement waterproofing, foundation repair. I want to talk to them a little bit about earthquake retrofit stuff while we're doing it, because that's going to be another key. We've got so many things going on. It's coming into their season for basement waterproofing and that stuff. But, you know, the earthquake problems out there are still a big deal.
It's always looming over.
And they've got a new product out there called FRCM that I want to talk about a little bit more, that you can take an old brick building and actually earthquake retrofit it. Much less than having to put some of the other
prices that we've seen
them in the news stories. So it's a pretty big deal. So we're going to talk a little bit about that as well. It's a very specialty product, but I tell you what, if you've got the right application for it, it's going to save you a ton of money. So I do appreciate that with that. So we've got some big things ahead. Couple things I want to do just on the maintenance checklist. And I want you to go online, because I have usually I tell you, okay, over the last few years, email us, let's do that. No, I actually put it up where you can just download it. It's free. grab on it. I'm not taking your information. Just go up and download it. That's aroundthehouseonline.com. And on the front page in red, it's right there, right in the middle of the page. Can't miss it. Download it right there. It's a PDF form, simple for everybody to use. And it's got the whole list. But one of the things I wanted to hit on here, which is good, walk around the house and inspect lighting. Change your bulbs as needed. And then this is a good time to think about outdoor lighting as well, because outdoor lighting right now is a security thing. It's a safety thing. I did an outdoor landscaping light. I did that on more, geez, a couple years ago. And it changed the outside look of my house. Major difference. Major difference. So do that. It's a great security thing as well, because if you have a well-lit house, they're going to go down. Somebody wanting to do bad things, probably going to go down the street and hit somebody else's house. So it's all about deferring that over to somebody else.
Yeah, unfortunately, but if they're going to hit somebody,
I don't want it to be me, and sorry, neighbors, but if you're not taking care of your place, that's kind of what it is.
So I bet you really didn't realize this whole show today. We've been talking about this list, the list that we may have made available to you. This is our list for the most procrastinated projects, the fall project list, at least.
It is, and it's right there. So, see, we keep talking about this every week.
You didn't even know we were already giving it to you.
We snuck it in on the backside on here right there. So there's the fall projects. Now the question is, will you knock it out? It's going to save you money one way or the other. But that's all the time we got for this week. Our thanks to executive producer Dane Vodder for making the show sound great. Steve Moffat, who ran the communications center well. And Jeff Thomas, who kept us on track and on air. Most of all, though, we want to thank you for listening. Want you to join us next week from noon to 2, where once again we talk about maintenance, repair, heating, air conditioning, designing for remodeling, and renovation of your home. Until then, make sure you do what you love. Love what you do. This is the Radio Northwest Network. I'm Eric G., and you've been listening to Around the House.
We have some exciting news about the Around the House podcast. Do you want to be an Around the House insider? Our premium membership gives you early access to the weekend podcast, exclusive access to our back catalog of shows, special email access to me, Eric G., with your own home improvement questions with a priority email address, plus exclusive new shows and extended content. Click down into the podcast show notes for the link to the Around the House Insider membership for less than the price of a beer at happy hour. Join me for this limited amount of exclusive members. And thanks for listening to Around the House.